Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natures podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Bitcoin Standard, the Decentralized Alternative to Central Banking, Saifedean Ammous presents a compelling argument for Bitcoin as a unique monetary asset that could redefine our understanding of money and banking. As an economist, Ammous merges historical context with economic theory to explain how Bitcoin, a decentralized digital currency, stands apart from traditional forms of money. He argues that Bitcoin's blockchain technology represents a revolutionary departure from centralized banking systems and posits that it could serve as the foundation for a new financial era. Through a blend of technical description and economic philosophy, Ammous makes a case for why Bitcoin could become the standard for future monetary systems, highlighting its potential to provide an alternative to the inflationary policies of central banks. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, History of Money and the Rise of Bitcoin. Ammous delves into the history of money to lay the groundwork for understanding Bitcoin's potential impact. He chronicles the evolution from barter systems to the gold standard, and eventually to fiat currency, underscoring the importance of hard money in economic development. Bitcoin, according to Ammous, is the digital equivalent of gold, presenting a decentralized and scarce resource that can serve as a reliable store of value. By comparing Bitcoin's attributes with those of traditional money, Ammous highlights how Bitcoin's fixed supply and decentralization offer a solution to the problems of inflation and trust that plague modern fiat currencies. Secondly, Principles of Sound Money. Ammous introduces the concept of sound money to describe currencies that maintain their purchasing power over time. He points out that sound money is crucial for economic stability and individual liberty, emphasizing that Bitcoin, with its capped supply and deflationary tendency, embodies these principles. Unlike fiat currencies, which can be printed at will by central banks, Bitcoin's supply is algorithmically limited to 21 million coins, ensuring its scarcity and potential to appreciate in value over time. Ammous argues that this makes Bitcoin a superior form of money, providing a hedge against inflation and fostering long-term savings and investment. Thirdly, Bitcoin and decentralization. One of the book's core arguments is the power of decentralization that Bitcoin introduces to the financial world. Unlike traditional banking systems, where a central authority can dictate monetary policy, Bitcoin operates on a decentralized network of computers. This setup ensures that no single entity can control or manipulate Bitcoin's supply. Ammous explains how this decentralization not only enhances security and transparency, but also democratizes the financial system, making it accessible to anyone with internet access. This, he posits, could significantly reduce the power of central banks and shift the balance of financial power to individuals. Fourthly, Bitcoin's potential impact on the global economy. Ammous explores the broader implications of Bitcoin adoption on the global economy. He speculates on how a Bitcoin standard could lead to a more stable global economic environment, comparing its potential effects to those of the gold standard era. This encompasses reduced inflation rates, fewer economic bubbles, and a decrease in government debt, given that Bitcoin cannot be manipulated to finance deficit spending. Ammous also discusses how Bitcoin could enable more direct and efficient global remittances, cutting out middlemen and reducing fees. He suggests that Bitcoin's adoption could herald a wave of financial innovation and inclusivity, especially for those in developing countries. Lastly, critiques and challenges of Bitcoin. While advocating for Bitcoin, Ammous does not shy away from addressing its critiques and challenges. These include concerns about Bitcoin's volatility, its energy consumption, and regulatory hurdles. Ammous argues that volatility is a natural aspect of a nascent asset and will stabilize as adoption grows. Regarding energy consumption, he posits that Bitcoin's energy use is a feature, not a bug, ensuring network security and incentivizing renewable energy investments. Lastly, he discusses the regulatory challenges facing Bitcoin, emphasizing the need for a regulatory framework that balances innovation with consumer protection. Despite these challenges, Ammous remains optimistic about Bitcoin's potential to transform the financial landscape. In conclusion, The Bitcoin Standard by Saifedean Ammous is a thought-provoking exploration of Bitcoin's potential to reshape the global financial system. Ammous combines historical insight with economic theory to make a compelling case for Bitcoin as a superior form of money. Through discussions on the history of money sound money principles, and the power of decentralization, Amos illuminates Bitcoin's unique attributes and its potential benefits for the economy. Despite acknowledging the challenges Bitcoin faces, he presents an optimistic view of its ability to provide a decentralized alternative to central banking. This book is essential reading for anyone interested in the future of money, from economists and policymakers to general readers curious about the implications of digital currencies on our financial systems. Amos argues that embracing Bitcoin could lead to a more stable, democratic, and prosperous global economy, making it a significant read for visionaries looking to understand and participate in this potential future. If you would like to support Saif D and Amos, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.